Okay. So first of all, let me start by wishing all the women, all the sisters, a very happy Women's Day. Yeah. So, you know, each one of us, when I look around, all sisters and women are so special and unique. Now, why I say special is because we are doubly fashioned by God. You know, when God created Adam, and on the sixth day, and then he just told Adam to look around, Adam could not find a companion in all of the creation. And then God made Adam sleep, took out his rib, and again fashioned Eve. So first he made Adam in his image, and then out of the rib of Adam, God made Eve. So we are doubly fashioned. We are very, very special. So I just want to say, let us celebrate the God-given, you know, we are women. Let's celebrate our God-given womanhood. Thank you, sister. Yeah, so let's just pray before I start the word. Father, we just thank you for this lovely morning, this nice time of worship, Lord God, where we could just look to you, Lord God, and just see the attributes of yours, just be reminded of your faithfulness, your leading. And Lord, it is so good. Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath day. Thank you for making a day like this, a day of rest that we can come together, Lord God, and corporately look to you, look up to you, worship you, hear your word, fellowship with you and your people, Lord God. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you. Lord, I pray that this morning, Lord, you would speak through me, Lord God. Lord, that as Jillian said, Lord God, that nobody would go out of this place empty, Lord God, but they would be filled with the manna, Lord God. Lord, that would sustain them through that week, Lord God. Father, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Okay.
So, you know, God made woman, and God brought woman to Adam, and Adam named her Eve. That means mother of life. So we women, we are made to for procreation of life, right? And then it says, the word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:5, you are sons of light. You are daughters of light. So that means we are also called not only for procreation of life, but to permeate light. We are called to permeate life. Now this is just not for women alone, but this is for all of us here. So we are asked to permeate light. And John, in John 8:12, if somebody can open to John 8:12.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said,
yeah.
I am the light of the world.
Yes.
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Right. So here, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Then later, if you see in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus says, you are the light of this world. So you know, why did he say that? When Jesus walked on the earth, that was for 33 and a half years, he was the light of the world. Wherever he went, he dispelled darkness. He dispelled darkness. What did he do? He preached the gospel. He cast out demons and he healed the sick. And then we know that Jesus came to earth to die for our sins. He died. He was buried. He rose again. And now he ascended to heaven. He's at the right hand of our Father. What is he doing? He's interceding for each one of us. He is our mediator, it says in Hebrew, chapter 8. He is our only mediator. And so Jesus said, now I am there with my Father mediating for y'all. I want y'all to be the light of the world. With the help of the Holy Spirit, he sent the Holy Spirit as our companion, as our helper. And he said, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I want y'all to be the light of the world. Right? So, there's one more thing that God, Jesus passed, whatever he received, there was one more thing that he passed it as it is to us. This is one thing, the light. And then what else? Anybody can remember? He got something and he passed it just like that to us. Yes, authority. Jesus says that all authority is given to me and now I give it to you. Right? So Jesus has given us the authority to be the light of this world. So what are we to do? Do the same as Jesus did. Preach the gospel, heal the sick and cast out demons. Okay? So we know what, now what is light? Light dispels darkness. So wherever we are, we should look around. If there is some darkness, that means we are not shining. We need to bring that light in that place. Just, I mean, the physics in me, you know, I want to say a little bit of physics. You all must have seen a 60-watt bulb and a 100-watt bulb. Okay? Now, we plug it on to the same source. That is 250 volts. We plug it in and current flows, the same current, and current flows through 60 watt and 100 volt. But we know that the 100 watt bulb shines brighter than the 60 watt. What is the reason? What is the reason? It is plugged into the same source.
More current.
Yes. There is more current or more electrical energy is used by the 100 watt bulb. Why? Because there is less resistance in that 100 watt bulb. There is more resistance in the 60 watt bulb. So if we are not shining as we should shine, it is because of the resistance within us. Okay? Today, I hope we will be able to just a little bit on, I just want to preach on this word that says you are the light of the world. And that has been the theme for this year, the vision for this year. Right? So, I want to bring you all to the descriptives of God's light. Now when I say descriptives of God's light, it means when or where is God's light manifested? And we are looking only at the word. Okay, we are looking at the word, where is God's light manifested? Now in 1 John 1:5, I will read it because of lack of time, because we have other things. 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. The very nature of our God, the creator of heaven and earth, is he is light. There is no darkness in him. So you want to be in the light, you want to shine, you go to this God, the creator of heaven and earth. Okay, the very nature of our God is light. Now, in Psalm 119 and verse 105, yeah, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So where else is God's light manifested? In God's word. So you want to shine brightly? Go to the word. Like Anil was reminding us a few Sundays back, it is a mistake if you don't know his word. You're living in error. So where is God's light manifested? It is in his word. Now I want to just share some of the testimonies, my own journey. A year back, after I came out, I mean God healed me from my cancer, I just felt that was, God was drawing my attention at that point of time. And I was asking God, 30th of March, 2012, I finished my radiation, and 2nd of April, I joined back my work as a teacher. But I was asking God, God, what are you trying to say to me? What do you want me to do? And then in around May, I was waiting on God during my regular quiet times. I was reading the word and I felt very, very clearly from God that leave your job, spend time with your family, spend time with the church people, you know, do whatever you can to leave your job. And as in obedience to that, I have left my job, though I loved my job. Like Julian said, I've been teaching for over 23 years and I loved my job. But I want to say the word was a lamp to my, what does it say? It was a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the word directed me. So you are in problem, go to the word. Okay? Now, where else is God's light manifested? It says in Daniel 2:21 and 22. Daniel 2, 21 and 22, I will read that. It says that he gives wisdom to the wise. And then in 22 it says, he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness and light dwells with him. Now, as word is compared to light, even wisdom of God, that is where God's light shines. God will give us the wisdom and the counsel. Okay? It will be light. That is God's light. God's light will be manifested in the divine wisdom and counsel that he gives to us. Now, just to tell about this, I remember in 92, as he said, we came to New Bombay, but 93 we started the church after 9 months. It was like a pregnancy period. We were going all the way to Chembu to fellowship. And in 93 we started the church and we were meeting in YWCA. Okay? And for about 9 to 10 years, the church was just 30, 35, maximum 40. It was just not going beyond that. Okay? And then one day I felt God saying, you need to move out of that place. And I told my husband Isaac, and he went with Rajesh, that is one of our friends from Kargar. He went and he searched for another hall. He couldn't get the hall. And I was very, you know, God had revealed to me, that was his wisdom and counsel, that go and look at on top of the station building. But Isaac and Rajesh went around and then they didn't, you know, I mean they couldn't find and then they just left it. A year later, I think Naina had a word, very clear word, go, and we were getting desperate. We wanted to move out of YWCA but we didn't have another place. So then Naina, I think, had a word that, you know, go and look on top. And this place was empty at that time. This was built 6-7 years, it was lying vacant. None of these offices were there. And I believe that was the wisdom of God. That was the counsel of God. Where God showed his light, manifested his light in that. Right? So, that is again where we see God's light. Because it says, he knows what is in the darkness. And light dwells with him. Okay? Now, Psalm 78:14 says, in the daytime also he led them with the cloud and all the night with the light of fire. So God's light can be seen in his guidance. See, if all of us, each one of us sitting here, did we think some years back we would be here or we would be doing what we are doing now? But when we look back, we can see the faithfulness of God. It was his guidance, his divine guidance. You know, Sister Ujwala, the other day, she was speaking on the night seasons of our life. Whether it is night seasons, whether it is sunny seasons, whether it is summer, winter, spring, God has been faithfully leading us. Have you seen that?
Yes.
So, that is where God's light is manifested, in his guidance. Okay? And the last point for God's light is Psalm 4:6 says, Psalm 4:6 says, there are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. Lift up the light of your countenance. What does that mean? When we say lift up the light of your countenance, we are asking for God's favor upon us. Lord, show us your favor. You know, there are some people who we interact with, we can just look at them and say, see, God's favor is upon them. Like Midas's touch, whatever they touch turns into gold. I'm not talking about materially, but God's favor is there. That is where God's light is manifested, in the favor. So, Lord, lift up the light of your countenance. Now, I want to go on to descriptive of Christians as light, because not only God is light, but Jesus has told us, you are the light of the world. So, who are the Christians that really shine forth? And I'm just sticking to the word, not an interpretation. We are just picking up verses from the word. Okay? Can somebody open to John 5:35? Yes. He was the burning and the shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. This is talking of John the Baptist. The person he here is John the Baptist. Now, who was John the Baptist? He came before Jesus and he was a witness to Jesus or of Jesus. Now what is a witness? Somebody who will testify about you. The good things that they know about you. That is a witness. It can be bad things also. In court, a witness is called and they will say something that they have seen. So here John the Baptist is a witness of Jesus Christ. So you and me, if we are to shine, it says he was burning and a shining lamp. You want to be a lamp shining light, then you need to be a witness of Lord Jesus Christ. Share the gospel. Witness about him. Don't witness about yourself. You know, so often in our conversation we are talking about ourselves. Don't be a witness of ourselves, but be a witness to him. Then you will shine forth. The world will know and glorify your Father in heaven. Okay? So witness. Share the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of man. Right? Isn't that what? Yeah. So share the gospel. Now gospel is what? It is nothing but the good news. Something that, you know, good that has happened to you. You start with your life and then when the opportunity rises, you will say that good thing happened because of Jesus. Then talk about, you know, start bring the stories in. Start witnessing and then you will shine like the light. Now the next one is Matthew 5:16, which we all know. Don't open, I'll read it to you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Where can we shine? How can we shine as light? By our good works. Now, good works, you need to get involved with your neighbors. Like Deepa was sharing the other day, be visible. Not a busybody, not putting the limelight on you, but you can be visible by sharing with them, by helping them, by caring for them. So get involved with your neighbor, with your community, with your nation, okay, in some way. So let your good works be seen so that others will be drawn and will glorify your Father in heaven. Now, it was very interesting. When I was preparing this, I came across connected to this, there is Philippians 2:14-15. It is connected to your good works. Philippians 2:14-15 says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among who you shine as lights in the world. So when you do your good works, please don't grumble and dispute. I'm talking to myself. I used to tell, you know, even in my home, my gifting is hospitality. But one day my children told me, Mama, but you grumble so much when somebody is coming and you have to do something. So that's of no use. If you're doing good works by grumbling and disputing, you're not going to shine as light. Okay? If pastor says something or somebody says, requires something of you, do it without complaining and disputing. Okay? So the second way that the light, we can be light, the first is be a witness, second is do good works, and the third is Matthew 10:27 says, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and whatever you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Now if you read the whole of Matthew 10, it is talking about Jesus is actually giving instructions to the disciples to go as missionaries. Go to the city. Go find a man of peace. Enter that house. And then he goes on to give these instructions. So when can you shine as lights is when you are a missionary. We are all missionaries. See, we may have come. See, what is a missionary? Who is a missionary? A missionary is one whose sole purpose is to share the gospel. You can work, you can have a full-time work, but let that be the focus. You don't have to leave your job and go somewhere else. Of course, in 90, I remember, not to boast, but I want to say 1992, our pastor, we were at Thane, pastoring the church at Thane, and then the pastor, because we had to, leave the, find another house, we were on rent, and then our pastor, senior pastor said, why don't you look for another place where you can go and start a church? And he gave us three options. And the first option, we came here, and Jeremy was just 1 year, 9 months, and Jacob was 3.5. And we came here, we liked the place, and we said, okay. At that time, there was no full gospel church in CBD. Even the New Life came later on. There was a church at Vashi, but there was no church in CBD at that point of time. And we came, and in that, he had to leave his job. I was having a good job as a lecturer in Vani Vidyalaya. I left my job because he told me, you're not going to travel. And we came here, and today, I mean, of course, all of us have contributed to that. But in a little way, you know, if you are a missionary with the sole purpose of starting a church, reaching the people through the gospel, you will shine like light. I think even Anil, I don't know why he came here. I think that was one of, because he didn't have a job at that time somewhere here, but he just chose to come in here. I remember they were at Andheri. So many have, you know, as a choice, come to do some work for the Lord. So the third way that you can shine is be a missionary. And I was just reading in the paper last week, how many of you have seen Sound of Music? Do you know that movie? Yeah, some of us. And there are about 6 children, and it seems there was a lady who acted as one of the children, Maria Vantrop, and she is the last in that group, and she passed away 10 days back. And this, it was written that she was a missionary to Papua New Guinea. She was an actress, but later in life, she went to Papua New Guinea to be a missionary, so that her light will shine forth. Okay, and then we go on to the fourth way we can shine as light is Ephesians 5:18-14. I will read it for you. It's a long thing. For you were once in darkness, but now you are. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. So mainly here it says walk as children of light. So how can we walk as children of light? Have transformed life. Let the fruit of the Spirit flow through us. Let us not go back. What is the difference? We say we were born again, we became, we call Jesus into our hearts, but there's no difference between the past and now. Let us walk as transformed people. Our parents and the closest to us should know the change in us. And then the light will shine forth. Because now I can stand in front, I may, sound very holy to you. But the closest to us will know actually whether we are transformed or not. So ask the ones closest to you, help me to live as a child of light. Okay, so transformed lives, then we will shine as light. And the last is 1 John 2:9-10. This is very interesting. I came across this. It says, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. So how can the light shine forth? If we love our brothers. It doesn't say do not hate your enemy, it says loving brothers. And it mainly talks of brothers as this community that are purchased by his precious blood. We, the church, let us not have animosity, bitterness, hatred. It will come because we are very unusual, peculiar people. That's what God Himself said, you are peculiar people. Each one of us are different. You know, we will get hurt in the process, but be forgiving. Do not hate. Do not have animosity towards your brethren. Okay? And if you do all of this, you will be the light of the world. That's what the Word of God says. You will shine forth. Okay? And, you know, our light shines brightest when the contrast is greatest. You agree? Just think of this bulb. If we didn't have, I mean, we opened all the curtains and it is bright light, will this lamp make a difference? No. The light will shine the brightest when the contrast is the greatest. Jesus said and did things in stark contrast with the Pharisees and the Jews of those days. That is why He was the light of the world. So I want to encourage you all. See, we are all good in the church. But we are all glowing. Okay? So there's nobody who's noticed like that. Start letting your light shine outside in the world. Then your light will shine the brightest. When you are at your job, when you are, you know, with your neighbors, when you are in your society, then your light will shine the greatest. Okay, don't limit yourself to only coming on Sunday or only doing, get involved. You know, so often, even though I'm saying that, you know, after we've been a Christian for about 5 years, if you see, we don't have non-Christian friends. We don't have, so when the pastor says, please call your friend to the church, bring your friend along Sunday, we don't have anybody because we are only interacting with this crowd. And then our light is, everybody's light is glowing. So it's not shining the brightest. You understand? Okay. And I just want to read some statements. Just think whether we can identify with these statements and whether we, if we can identify, are we shining as lights in the world or is there something else we need to do? So just listen to this. We turn another cheek while we are attacked. If we turn another cheek while we are being attacked, then we will shine as light. Now, physically, very few of us will get attacked because we are calm people. We are not volatile types. Nobody will come and hit us like that. But what does it mean by turn another cheek while we are being attacked? Our reputation may be attacked. Our motives may be attacked. Our intentions may be attacked. Even amongst our friends, they may, you know, not, what can you say? They may attack our reputation, our intentions. No, I don't think what you did is right. I don't think you meant well. At that time, can we turn another cheek? It's very difficult among Christians. You know, we can do it with the milkman or the paper wala. Because they are not very close to us. If the milkman abuses us, we will just let him go. But if one of course we may not abuse, but gets a little angry or, you know, does something that we don't like, it's very difficult to turn another cheek. But let us do that. Okay? Then give our employees another chance. God has given us how many chances? Can we give our employees another chance? Our maids, the people who work with us, they do something wrong and then we fire them, we are unkind to them. We do all kinds of things. Then how will they see Jesus? We may be the only Jesus that they are seeing. We may be the only Bible that they are reading. So let us give our employees another chance. Respond in kindness to our enemies or competitors. Respond in kindness. They may be our competitors. But let's respond in kindness. Then, go the second mile. Have you heard of that phrase, go the second mile? What does it mean? Do something more than what is expected. Actually, that phrase came, it was in the Bible. Jesus said, if somebody asks you to go 1 mile, go with him too. I thought it was an English phrase because we had learned it in school. But later I knew that it was said by Jesus. Now, what it was used, how the origin of that phrase is, those days the Roman soldiers, when they used to move camp, they would just pick some Jew on the way and say, carry our load. They would be on horseback and this Jew had to carry their luggage. But they would only make that Jew walk for 1 mile, and then after that they will catch hold of somebody else. If the camp was 8 miles away, they will catch hold of somebody else. Because, and if they did not catch hold, I mean they didn't take another person, then it was unlawful, okay, to make that person walk that extra mile. But what does Jesus say? You go that extra mile. So if we are asked to do something, if we are asked to only set up here, we come and set everything. No, just look around. Is there any paper lying there? Just do something. It is not expected. I mean, maybe the pastor has not told you, or your leader has not told you, or somebody has not told you. But do it. Go that extra mile. Then we will shine forth as light. Then, rather see men saved than to make a profit from them. Rather see men saved than to make a profit from them. Sometimes we use men to make a profit. But let our intention be to save them. Let us be kind, compassionate. Keep the word even when it costs us dearly. When you have said something, let your yes be yes, your no be no. Okay, honor all men, rich or poor. I remember once my mother had come with one of her old, who was helping her from Kerala, and she was with us. She was our help for the last, for 35 years she helped my mother. And my mother came to Bombay, she brought her along. And then we went to a family to have a food. And that person made her also sit at the table with us. You know, that, she's no more, the old woman who helped my mother. She was so touched. She was so touched. Because generally, where do we make servants sit? We give them khana in the kitchen or somewhere else, right? So let us honor all men because they are made in the image of God. Don't take advantage of people. Use your money to build people. Don't use people to build money. Use money to build people, not people to build money. And lastly, excellence in our life, not mediocrity. Excellence. Punctuality, character, in everything, be excellent, not mediocrity. To close, I just want to say, there's a story of a camper. He went with his family for camp, and his wife picked up from the department store a matchbox which says that it glows in the dark. It glows in the dark. And then they went to this campsite and they pitched their tent and everything, and suddenly all the lights, I mean even the outside lights, like there were street lights and all that, everything went off and it was pitch dark. And they were looking for this matchbox because it said it glows in the dark. They were trying to find this matchbox. They couldn't find it. And then when the light came on, later the woman of the house, she looked at the matchbox and she read in small letters, like, you know, smoking is injurious to health. It's written small. Same way it was written, I will glow when I am in the light. Okay, I will glow. So it is something like the fluorescent, you know. So it needs light for it to glow. So if we have to reflect God's light, then we need to be in the light. Correct? We are reflectors of God's light. So I just want to say, be under the shadow of God's light. By bathing in His light, spending time in word and prayer, fellowship with God and His people. Now when I say fellowship, it is not relationship. What is our relationship with God? We are already daughters, sons and daughters of the living God. But fellowship is spending time with Him. Just because you have a relationship, don't take it for granted. You need to spend time. Only then God's light will shine in us and we can become reflectors of His light. Okay? So I call upon Anil to...